Hi, I'm Avi Rubin. I'm a computer science professor at Johns Hopkins University, and my main area of research is on electronic voting security.
And I'm Elizabeth Tracy. Welcome to this month's Great Ideas. Avi, this is, of course, a timely topic. We have an upcoming presidential election. Certainly, there are other elections that are intervening between now and then. What's important for us to know about the computer modeling that you're doing?
So the work that we're doing at the Security Institute here at Johns Hopkins is looking at electronic voting as a system-wide issue. So that means we don't just look at the machines or the voters or the exit polls or anything else, but we look at the entire big picture. And we try to establish what can we do to analyze the security of the system, that is, how susceptible or immune it is to fraud. And we look at how well the system works and how much the voters can participate. And what we try to do is identify the areas that could use some improvement and then design systems that are better for them.
So let's just talk about this big picture idea. Is this a unique perspective in looking at the whole voting mechanism, if you will?
I don't think it's unique, but I think it's often overlooked. A lot of people tend to focus on just the voting machines, or they just look at the back end tallying or the exit polls. And I think in order to get an accurate picture of what's really going on in an election, you have to look at all of the different factors. What are the procedures for getting the voting machines into the polling booths as opposed to just looking at the voting machines? You look at the voting machines, but you look at how they're deployed. You look at the training that the election workers get. I'm an election worker myself. I'm an election judge in Baltimore County. And so I went through a new round of training recently and got to see everything that they're telling the judges. That helps inform my research when I'm looking at the voting machines and I say, well, I know what the judges have been told about these machines and I know how they're thinking.
That's fabulous. Is there any other vignette you could offer that also helps to substantiate taking this global perspective on the whole experience of voting?
Well, I think it's interesting to come to this from the perspective of a cryptography and security professional as opposed to something else. You have people who specialize in human factors, and they look at the voting machine from the point of view of how easy is it for voters to vote without making mistakes? What is going to be the residual vote count, which means errors that people introduce? And so the human factors people, they don't like paper ballots because when people hand mark paper ballots, they leave stray marks, etc. But they don't love these electronic voting machines either. Their studies have shown that people make mistakes on those as well. And so I come to it from a security perspective saying, I know that there's somebody out there looking at the human factors, and I know a little bit about that, so I'll consider that. But really, I'm going to look at what is the susceptibility of this election to fraud? And that's where some of my conclusions come in. For example, if you're using an electronic system that's software-based and somebody manages to cause some kind of fraudulent activity on the machine, if they've managed to change the software before it was copied into the machines, that change can occur everywhere. You could scale the problem nationally in the extreme. And in paper ballots, you might be able to get to one precinct and stuff the ballots or go somewhere and throw a box in the river, as has happened before. But you're not going to affect the election on a national scale the way you could in a software-based system.
So sounds like then almost like you're advocating for a paper system.
Oh, I've been advocating not almost, but I've been advocating for a paper system for some time now. I think that it's unusual. People are surprised to hear a computer science professor say that what we're missing is paper ballots. But if you think about it, most of the computer scientists feel this way, and we understand computer systems and how to cheat at them and how to do things in an undetected way better than most non-computer scientists. And when the people who understand the system the most say these systems are very easy to cheat, and furthermore, if someone were to cheat, we wouldn't discover it and we wouldn't even know it, so we should use plain old paper. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to throw away all of the technological advances. I think you can design an election that takes advantage of a lot of technology, but the fundamental ballot is a piece of paper, and you design the technological system around that.
I see. So what would you layer on to a paper-based system so that it would more fully utilize technology?
Sure. So while I want the ballot of record to be a paper ballot, I think that the candidate selection process can be electronic. So you go up to a machine, just like you would with a touchscreen, and you select your candidate choices by touching the screen, and you go through all of the confirmation screens, and so now you've had the experience with all the advantages of a touchscreen machine. But in order to avoid the security pitfalls of those machines, when you're done, that machine prints out a paper ballot, which has all of your choices already filled in. They're filled in nicely, so there aren't any pencil marks or anything like that. And you get to look at this ballot and say, yep, that's the ballot I want to cast. You then take it over to another machine and you cast that ballot, and that machine can count the votes. The difference between that and having one machine do everything is that there's a lot more complexity and room for error or fraud when you have that much software on one machine that's both allowing people to cast votes and counting the votes. Now, you still have to be concerned about the counting machine, but the nice thing is that you can perform audits. You can take the casting machine and you can pick them at random and say, I'm going to manually count the paper ballots that were counted by this machine, or use a different machine to count it, and see if you get the same answer as the machine produced. If there's widespread fraud or a widespread bug, you'll catch it. Statistically, you don't have to test that many to catch it on a widespread scale. And this system that I just described has advantages that the electronic voting systems offer of having computer interface in order to make your selections, but it doesn't suffer from the same security problems.
Is it your perception that right now most areas of their country are trying to transition to a totally electronic system?
I would say that 2 years ago I would have said yes. There has been a lot of education of election officials and a lot of media coverage of the security problems. And in fact, I think in the last 2 years, there's been a much bigger move away from electronic systems or fully electronic systems and more towards the paper ballot type system that I just described.
Okay. And so in a perfect world, here's how it would look to you.
In a perfect world, everybody would be able to think of who they wanted, and there would be some brainwaves that would be counted up, and everyone would believe that we had the right choice. Now, I say that kind of jokingly, but the truth is there is no perfect voting system. Counting 100 million votes on one day all across the country is pretty much impossible. So what we have to do is say, let's set our goal to do the best we can with the existing technology and the existing humans that we have. And without the humans, this would be very easy, but we're stuck with people, and people make mistakes and people think differently from other people. And of course, then you factor in all of the different partisan interests and all the financial interests that people have in the outcome of an election, and the history of fraud, and the knowledge that any fraud that might work is going to be attempted by somebody in an election. And, you know, it becomes a much more difficult problem than you would think. I've heard people say, well, how hard is the software for voting? You just say, add one to this candidate, add one to this candidate. But the truth is, you have to have a system that's fair to every ethnic and minority group and disabled group. You have to have a system that's going to work for sure on election day. How many times have you interacted with a system like the airline reservation system or some other online system, and the moment that you want to do something, it's down? And we can't afford that on an election. But there's no way to test the system with 100 million users. You could test it with a few thousand, and even that test is going to be expensive, but it won't give you an indication of how it's going to work on election day. Now, with paper and pencil, it's very hard for the system to fail. Someone might forget to bring the pencils to the election. In Montgomery County, in the last election, someone forgot to bring the smart cards. You can't go to the grocery store and pick up smart cards, but you can get pencils. So by minimizing the difficulty in running the election and using paper, it makes the election much easier.
I find it remarkable that you're suggesting such simple tools, pencils and paper.
Right.
So, what's your prediction then for the upcoming election? I won't ask you how you're going to vote or who you think is going to win, but I will ask you what kind of voting systems you think are going to be in place.
I actually don't have to predict that, because at this point, we know what voting systems are going to be in place. Another question I often get asked is, do I expect there to be a meltdown of some kind? And my answer to that is that my concern isn't necessarily that the system isn't going to function in that it will all crash on election day. I do think there is that possibility always with an electronic system. But the problem that I worry about the most is that there will be some software failure, either intentional or unintentional, that will cause the wrong total to be produced at the end of the election in a way that we don't realize it. And then the question of will there be a catastrophic meltdown is answered by I don't know, and we will never know. As long as we continue to use systems that are fully electronic, there will always be some legitimate doubt about whether or not we got the right answer. And considering that in this country more and more people are already suspicious of elections and of the government, giving people more reason to be suspicious and to question it is not a good thing. If we had a system that was more trustworthy and easier to understand, very simple, paper and pencil, then I think the people that doubt the integrity of the election will be limited to the fringes as opposed to the mainstream.
Exactly. Very good. Thanks so much.
Thank you.